In the office of reading today, the second reading was from St. Bede the Venerable. And he gave a very wonderful image. Said that Jesus looked beyond the title and beyond the misery that Matthew had to endure sitting. Imagining ourselves seeing Matthew sitting at the custom post collecting tax, but perhaps have lost all meanings of life. And Jesus saw that deep within, deep from within. And he had compassion upon Matthew. He had compassion upon Matthew and mercifully called Matthew out of his redundant daily routine to come and follow him. And Matthew, while was still a sinner at that moment, because he invited Jesus to his own house, he drawed in the tax collectors and sinners too. The beautiful point that St. Bede was trying to make it that while Matthew was still trying to search for his identity, while still on the edge of following the Lord, he responded. And the Lord was able to use all of his weaknesses to draw his friends, his colleagues, the people that he surrounded himself with, to see the gospel, to see the good news, to see something greater than themselves. I think in the day and age where a lot of people are lost or are so filled with what they think they have to do with the redundant stuff of daily life, I think each and every one of us are called to be St. Matthew, to seek the Lord. And when we hear his invitation to come and follow him, may we leave our post behind, our whatever is occupying our mind or our daily schedule behind, and come and follow him. And the beautiful thing about following the Lord is that we don't have to be perfect to follow him. And if we genuinely seek him and love him, he will in turn work in us and through us to draw other people to him as well. This is the message of St. Matthew, the message of genuine, humble, and self-giving love, following the Master, following the Teacher, following the Lord, even though we feel that we're unworthy, that we're still struggling in our own daily life. But it is not us who choose to somehow to begin anew. It has always been us who humbly answering his call.